Margaret waited patiently until the butler returned and opened the door for her. She was nervous but proud. She slowly walked through the door and stopped before the Queen. Then she put one leg behind the other and lowered herself. The Queen smiled.
"Welcome, Mrs. Thatcher. As you know, you are my 8th Prime Minister. Please do sit down."
Margaret sat down in a round chair and looked around. This is how she was going to spend every Tuesday afternoon from now on, she thought.
"Congratulations on winning the election," said Queen Elizabeth, and continued. "Of course, this is the 8th time that I've said this. Your family must be very happy and proud of you."
"You are very kind, ma'am,"
said Margaret, remembering to call the Queen ma'am, which sounded the same as ham.
"They are very happy, but they expect many cold dinners."
Queen Elizabeth smiled. They talked a little bit more, and then she stood up. Margaret did the same.
"Mrs. Thatcher, as your Queen, I would like to ask you to be my Prime Minister and to form a government in my name."
Margaret said yes, and suddenly the door behind her opened. The butler was expecting her to leave. Thatcher bowed and left the room. She had met Queen Elizabeth a few times before. Although she did not agree with everything the Queen did, she had great respect for her. Elizabeth felt the same about Margaret, and because of this, their weekly meetings were always interesting and friendly. Margaret Thatcher was the first female Prime Minister in British history. She was strong, intelligent, and not afraid of men. Before she moved to Number 10, the residence of all Prime Ministers, she had already enjoyed a very rich political career. But long before all of this, she was a student at Oxford University. Her classmates said that she was shy, never smiled, and enjoyed her own company and the company of books. Although she studied chemistry, she was interested in politics and the social situation, and she always thought about ways of improving the lives of people.